P-35. Stevenson Farm, Eastview, Colorado. "Hello, Ben," Richard Walker began, the second time most of the watching group had heard and seen this part of the video's introduction. "Or if he's dead too. Hello, Dan." As stunned by yet another small example of Walker's foresight as those initial viewers had been, William Godfrey and Clark McCarthy shook their heads in disbelief. "In case this video has fallen into Dan's hands," Walker went on, "I'll address that possibility now. Forgive me if it hasn't been, but for the next few moments, I'm hypothetically addressing him. Him being you, Dan." "There we go. As clear as everything else you found in this box, I'm sure. You strike me as more likely to find a false bottom than Ben in any case. Not that you're less honest, but he's, you know, that simple kind of honest. And Ben, if you're watching, that's not an insult." Chip, whose keen eye for anything on the fringes of propriety had first spotted the false bottom which housed the flash drive that led to this video, chuckled at the commentary on who Walker had considered more or less likely to notice the structural peculiarity of the box itself. Walker had been grinning a lot, seemingly enjoying the confusing introduction of his own recording, but the smile faded quickly and didn't return. From there on out, it was all business. "I don't care what you think of me, Dan, because I know I did this for the right reasons. Depending on exactly what events have brought this video to you, Ben might have explained what I've told him. If, however, he dumped the box on you without an explanation, or indeed if you came across it in some other manner, I at least owe you that much. I'm recording this on Thursday afternoon, and tomorrow morning you're going to stumble upon a folder that changes your life forever. My actions are the only thing that can protect our great nation's well-earned national security advantage, halting the Chinese in their expansionist tracks, and ensuring your future children grow up in a world as free as you did. I chose you because I saw something in you. I'm sure you recall your school visit to the IDA when you asked what would happen if someone found out aliens were real. I'm sure you recall my answer, too, that it would depend who that man was. Not everyone would do with this folder and its contents what I know you will, Dan. Many would seek to profit, while just as many others would likely hand it to the police and wash their hands of the whole thing. But not you, Dan. No, not you. Your question that day, several years ago, sowed a seed in my mind. Nevertheless, you were merely one of several names on my shortlist. Billy Kendrick features heavily in the documentation, as you'll naturally have seen by now, and he was a frontrunner for a while. In the end, though, he went too far off the deep end. A laughter curtain of his own making would drown out anything he said. Certain articles you've published in recent years brought you so far to the front of the line that everyone else fell out of my sight, Billy included. But while your STPD diagnosis thickens the plot, and my use of that is nothing personal, I hope you'll understand, your family adds credence. I mean, a soldier for a brother and a fire chief for a father, you're the closest thing to an all-American boy next door I could reasonably ask for. It had to be you, Mr. McCarthy, and if the attention this has brought upon you has been overbearing, I ask that you retain the perspective that without these actions, I would have been allowing China to not only gain the ultimate high ground of space superiority, but also allowing their red hands to inflict upon us a greater moral defeat than our country has ever seen. Having spoken to Walker on several occasions long after becoming aware of the hoax, Dan had heard some of this logic before. The fact that Walker had truly been considering it all before even initiating the leak sequence that set the ball rolling in the first place, however, brought a new perspective. Few would ever speak of Dan McCarthy as the most socially perceptive individual, and while the schizotypal personality disorder diagnosis Walker referenced had never been worth the paper it was written on, there had certainly been reason for those close to Dan during his youth to consider that he may well have fallen somewhere on a closely related spectrum. Despite that, though, Dan knew very well that people tended to act very differently when they'd been caught and humbled, and for this reason, he had always been hesitant to fully accept that Walker's later mellowing was a sign of genuine contrition rather than an attempt to save face. Now, however, having seen beyond all doubt that Walker had always wrestled, even if only to a limited degree, with something resembling guilt for the difficulties his actions would cast upon Dan, it was ultimately clear that he had meant what he said towards the end. From now on, I'll pretend to myself that it's more likely Ben is watching this, even though I don't really expect it to be the case. The only reason I'll pretend as much is that Dan would be tremendously unlikely to believe much of what I say or to act on what I warn against. So if I convince myself I'm talking to him, my words might start to feel futile before long. Whichever of you is hearing this, or even if you're someone unforeseen who Ben has dumped this on or who has somehow otherwise stumbled upon this box, whatever you make of anything I've said so far, whatever results my leak has had, and whatever your personal opinions of me might be, I beg your attention, not for my own benefit, but for our country's. The most immediate threat we face comes from China's expansion in space, as I have said, but that is only true now. A month ago, my concerns lay elsewhere, and perhaps by whatever point in time you are watching this video, I will have succeeded in availing us of that threat. In either case, and now that you know my motive for the actions I have taken so far, I beg again that you heed my words and act upon them. He reminds me of myself, William Godfrey cut in when Walker paused, either for effect or to measure his words.
Loves the sound of his own voice, Clark quipped.
Takes a month to get to his point, Tara added.
Godfrey laughed at their comments, but Emma and Dan gruffly shushed all three. I want to warn you about some recent movement behind the scenes of finance and politics, occurring at a high level indeed, Walker went on. Valerie Slater, who I dearly hope you will know by now as our nation's former president, has, knowingly or otherwise, injected a poison into the heart of the system in her recruiting as a senior advisor an individual by the name of Jack Neal. My investigations into Neal, who piqued my interest given his youth and complete lack of campaign experience, firmly underlined in my mind the potential importance of tracking the operations of a truly traitorous group of profiteers who seek nothing less than the critical destabilization of the Western world and American society in particular.
No way,
Emma muttered under her breath, heard only by the nearby Dan as she sensed where Walker might be going. These scoundrels, the late IDA Supremo said, whom I implore you to monitor and hold to account if their actions continue along the current path, currently conduct their business under the auspices of a carefully shielded and seemingly nondescript hedge fund named Emporion Holdings.